and second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Second and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
To our show, we seem to be having a lot of trouble with our Skype connection. I hope I am coming through clearly to the RBN side. We also just discovered the RBN's website has been hacked, and it looks like there are people out there who are very unhappy with what RBN has to say about various events in the world. And so it does appear the cyber war is on. And, of course, as you know, Edward Snowden and Glenn Greenwald broke the story just a few days ago regarding, confirming, proving, we've known this all along, that the United States government spends your tax dollars to hire people to come onto the net to cause trouble for anybody daring to speak truth to power. And, of course, everything that we do here at the Republic Broadcasting Network is a protected right under the First Amendment of the Constitution. And very clearly, those who are attempting to stifle us are acting in an unconstitutional manner. Obviously, they are pro-dictatorship. Their attitude is, say what the government wants you to say, or we're going to shut you down. And it looks like they definitely have gone after Republic Broadcasting. So, moving right along here, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, handling the technical issues, probably trying to deal with this issue of our website being defaced at this point, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. It is Wednesday, February 26, 2014. I forgot to get that in at the top of the show. A little announcement. We were talking about Ben Swan yesterday, who's joining the lineup of hosts here at Republic Broadcasting. John Stadmiller had the details last night. Ben Swan is going to be on my show Monday, March 10th, to talk about latest developments in this the forefront of independent media. And so he'll be joining us on the air at that point. Now, earlier today, I was looking at the corporate media, and they're still going on and on about Attorney General Eric Holder and how he's out there encouraging state attorney generals not to enforce gay marriage bans in their state. And they're still kind of obsessing about that. And it serves, I think, two purposes. First of all, as I mentioned yesterday, this is the usual behavior we get from the government every election year, where they're going to try and get everybody all riled up about the fringe issues, the issues that don't really threaten the wealth and power of the money junkies, like gay marriage and abortion and all this other nonsense here. But the other issue is, it looks like between this gay marriage issue and Obama's raising of the minimum wage for federal employers using executive order, this is the beginning of a propaganda campaign to sell the idea of federal supremacy to the American people. Now, remember, under the Constitution, the federal government is supposed to run the federal government, and the states are supposed to run the states. in order to keep power diffused across the land. But we have seen the federal government trying to assert its authority over the states and the people over the last few decades, and it seems like they're really pushing hard now. And the way they do it is they exercise that unconstitutional behavior in a way that appears to benefit American people, like raising the minimum wage or supporting gay marriage. And then once you go along with that, then they go on using executive orders and overruling the state courts and laws and say, well, look, you went along with it when it was minimum wage and gay marriage, so you can't complain about it now. So we're seeing this push over federal government supremacy. And again, under the Constitution, the federal government is supposed to be running the federal government, which means those needs of the nation, the states cannot do for themselves. And other than that, the federal government is supposed to keep their hands off. This government's gone completely off the constitutional reservation. And I see it as completely illegitimate. And they're still playing their propaganda tricks, trying to sell all this to the American people. But the American people aren't buying it. We're seeing American people sort of dig their heels in, seeing a lot more pushback. We were talking about that yesterday. Now, obviously, very serious area of concern continues to be the developments of in Ukraine, in particular the Crimea. The Crimean people, in fact, pretty much all of the eastern and southern Ukraine are hoisting Russian flags. They are making it abundantly clear that they do not want to have anything to do with what they're calling armed bandits that took over Kiev. And they're openly talking about secession. Now, there are pro-Russia and pro-Ukraine rallies taking place in Crimea. There has been violence between them. I would suspect that probably, given the heavy ethnic Russian presence in Crimea, that these pro-Ukraine rallies are probably bought and paid for, much as the way the so-called protesters in Kiev were. In fact, that's probably what they did. As they finished in Kiev, they bust them down to Crimea and say, oh, yes, we've got to do this. Now, it is a very serious situation because in these primarily ethnic Russian regions, they are now openly talking of secession away from the Ukraine. Now, if that were to happen, if the eastern and southern parts of the Ukraine were to break away and form their own republic, this absolutely destroys the whole purpose and value of stealing Ukraine away from Russia and shackling it to the European Central Bank. Because it is the eastern and southern parts of the Ukraine where the industry is and the productivity is that allows people to transform their labor into real wealth. And what Europe is going to wind up with is the debt-crippled, unproductive part of the nation. That's what's on the line here. So this is a real serious situation where Kiev needs to keep the Ukraine united. The East and South are already talking secession. The new government in Kiev is already bankrupt. They don't even begin to have the resources to try and reconquer and keep those breakaway regions if they decide to secede. And that means the West will come in to help Kiev keep Ukraine united. And once the West is militarily supporting Kiev, that opens the door for Russian support of the ethnic Russians in the East and South regions and in the Crimea. And that is the open door to the new World War III that everybody in our government has been drooling for years here. The new Ukrainian parliament is taking some draconian steps. Far from representing democracy or the will of the people, they have now passed a bill basically removing Russian as one of the official languages in the Ukraine. It is now basically language non grata. And to understand the impact of that, imagine that Europe in Canada, in the eastern part, where English and French are the two official languages of Canada. And all of a sudden the Canadian legislature stands up and says, well, we're not going to bother with French anymore. And you can imagine how outraged the French-speaking citizens of Canada would be over that. And that's exactly what's going on in the eastern and southern Ukraine, where Russia is the predominant language. And the new government in Kiev has just basically said, no, that's not a real language anymore. It's not official. And I think that was a very reckless move for the new parliament to make. They're trying to show their power and authority, and all they're doing is exacerbating the situation. Now, the interim Ukraine leader, Oleksandr Turchynov, is saying that the new government in Kiev, the unelected coup d'etat government in Kiev, is vowing to punish anybody who argues for secession, and he's specifically targeting the Crimeans. So they're already out there talking belligerently. They're talking about military action to prevent secession. Meanwhile, down in Sevastopol, those armed Russian troops who came in on that transport ship are now deploying with only 200 in there. I don't know how far they can deploy, but it is a symbolic gesture, at least, that Russia is now basically on the ground with a military presence in the Ukraine at the time when the Ukraine is talking secession from the Ukraine. I'm sorry, Crimea is talking secession from the Ukraine, and the new government in Kiev is threatening military action to prevent that. This is just a disaster waiting to happen. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the deteriorating situation in the Ukraine. And apparently, as the violence starts to ratchet back up between the pro-Europe and the ethnic Russians in Crimea, Russia has now started a military drill. They're basically verifying their combat readiness. We are getting all kinds of stories of Russian troop movements on their side of the border, which is, of course, their right. It's their country. But it does look like Putin is trying to send a message that he is ready to move this into a military confrontation between East and West. And again, something that must be kept in mind for anybody who's in strategic planning for these wars. The Russians remember World War II and how they were not able to stop the Nazis until they were only 20 miles away from Moscow. Now, the American people never had to deal with that in World War II. We were never fighting combat operations on our own soil, on the mainland United States, or outside the one attack on Hawaii. So Americans don't have that memory of the dire immediate threat that a world war presents to their homes and their loved ones, when the Russians do. And from the Russian point of view, at the point where they are convinced war with the West is unavoidable, certainly their intention is going to be to fight it someplace far away from home, like the Ukraine, rather than wait until the invading forces are on their own borders. So, meanwhile, the new parliament in Kiev has dismissed the riot police, just fired the whole unit. They were taking the blame for the dead protesters, although there are videos coming out of the Ukraine now showing that a lot of these protesters were shot from behind, meaning they were being killed by their own people so the bloody shirts could be waved around to support the coup d'etat. But the riot police have been disbanded. And now there are these ad hoc, they're calling themselves militias. But what they're trying to do is discourage looting, because there's a lot of looting going on. The central bank, they've gone in to the presidential palace. And, of course, they took a lot of pictures to show all over the world, oh, look how rich the rulers of Ukraine were living. And actually, if you go out and do a Google search looking at the homes and residences of the rulers of any country, they're pretty plush, including the White House. Go out and take the virtual tour of the White House and see how plush that is. And, of course, the White House from the outside, it tries to look understated compared to a lot of other leaders' residences, but inside, very plush, especially those extra floors they've been building in down below ground. So, and of course, we know our current first family, their luxurious lifestyle, they're jetting all over the place at taxpayer expense. So, the lifestyle of Ukraine's previous rulers does not really stand out as excessive compared to some other rulers on the planet we could talk about here. But they're trying to basically stop the looting over there. There has been a bank run on the Ukraine where the Ukrainians are trying to go to the bank and basically empty their savings account. They're already shutting down bank windows. Something like last number I heard was 17% of all the deposits have now been taken out of the Ukrainian banks. So they're in serious, serious trouble, and they're screaming at Europe, we need loans, we need loans. And, of course, the European Central Bank is out there saying, sure, we'll loan you all the euros you want at interest. And that completes the enslavement of the Ukrainian people, which was the whole point of the exercise. The U.S. is deploying additional Marines to guard the U.S. embassy in the Ukraine, because sooner or later those Ukrainians are going to figure out the U.S. was part and parcel to all of this nonsense that is just devastating their country. Doesn't even matter which side of the Europe versus Russia argument you're on. Everybody is suffering right now. Meanwhile, strange message coming out of Russian Georgia, where Prime Minister Irakli Garabashvili is basically appealing to Washington, D.C., okay, for protection against a Ukraine-style crisis, by which he's saying he wants U.S. protection from Russia. So now, in addition to the Ukraine, the U.S. is now working at pulling Georgia into the private central banker's sphere of influence. Russia is not going to sit still for that. This is very clearly an attack on Russia's strategic interests. This would be like Canada and Mexico deciding they didn't want to be part of the United States' sphere of influence or economic pattern anymore and wanted to do business with China or Russia, which is the reason they're trying to overthrow Venezuela now, is Venezuela wants to do business with China instead of the United States. And that's exactly what the U.S. is doing in Ukraine and now apparently Georgia as well. Meanwhile, down in Saudi Arabia, you probably didn't hear a lot of this. There are major protests down there over the killing of two anti-government activists by the Saudi armed forces. Now, this is supposedly the reason everybody's going in to overthrow the government of the Ukraine. Oh, they were shooting the protesters. How terrible. Well, the Saudi government is apparently doing exactly the same thing. We're not hearing a whole heck of a lot about that, just like we don't hear about all the protesters killed by the government of Qatar, because those are our friends. And they run their economies to serve the U.S. private central bank, so we can't criticize them here. Meanwhile, down in Israel, Netanyahu is out there flapping his gums again about how the world cannot let Iran achieve nuclear capabilities. Now, Iran has nuclear capabilities. They have a nuclear power station. They manufacture nuclear medical isotopes. They manufacture industrial applications of nuclear technology, like industrial destatickers, all of which Iran is allowed to have under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which Iran has signed and ratified, and the United States has signed and ratified. Okay? But Netanyahu is out there trying to sell you the idea that once somebody has any nuclear technology, like a power supply, it is inevitable they're building nuclear weapons. And what Netanyahu is doing, he's projecting. Psychiatrists will tell you about projection. And let me give you an illustration of that. When you have a husband and a wife, and the husband is grabbing a little on the side with his secretary or something, one of the first things he'll do is start accusing his wife of having an affair. It's his way of projecting his own guilt onto his wife in order to not feel guilty about himself. And Israel has been doing that to every country. We know Israel has nuclear weapons. They were caught trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to South Africa, which is the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to prevent. Israel, of course, has never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. It does not allow IAEA inspections. It's known that Israel has a nuclear arsenal estimated to be as high as 400 warheads. It is known Israel has a nuclear weapons factory hidden underneath their reactor in Dimona. And Israel is projecting onto others. They're the bad people. They're building bombs. In fact, Israel claimed that Iraq had a nuclear bomb factory hidden under their power station at Oseraq, which is when Israel's excuse when they destroyed Iraq's nuclear power station at Oseraq. And following the Iraq war, inspectors went in to the ruins of the power station and found nothing but a power station. So Israel's out there. They're breaking all the rules. They refuse to sign the treaties. And they're out there trying to start wars with people who are playing by the rules, which Iran is doing. Iran has not done anything that is a violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Even the United States can't say that, because the United States is in violation of Article 4 of the NNPT with regard to Iran, and by using the threat of military force to coerce Iran to surrender their acknowledged rights under the NNPT, it is the U.S. that is in violation of international law. But we're supposed to think we're the good guys, and Iran are the bad guys. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show today. And if you have been trying to call in to the RBN number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and you're getting a busy signal, it is because the same people that have hacked the RBN website apparently are using War Games dialers to jam up the phone lines. So very clearly, somebody out there is unhappy about what we're trying to tell you. And it could very well be that all of these paid troublemakers, remember we're talking about Glenn Greenwald and Snowden, revealing documentary proof that the U.S. government is hiring these losers, you know, to come onto the independent media and try and cause a ruckus, and now it's actually proven, it makes them less effective. So they're throwing a tantrum, and they're coming in, and they're trying to shut down RBN, and obviously they are not succeeding. I'm getting word from one of my chat rooms that there seem to be a lot of new people in the chat room trying to cause trouble, screaming anti-Semite, Hitler lover, Jew hater, and all the usual stuff, which kind of tells us who's behind all of this stuff. And I just posted an article at my website with a screen capture of the hacked RBN website. I wouldn't encourage you to visit the website until it is restored to its normal version, because for all we know, they loaded that up with all kinds of malware. So I did a screen capture there. There's actually a name there claiming to be the hacker, and I wouldn't buy that one either. Hackers don't put their real names on their hack work. So this name that's in there, it's Farouk something or other, is clearly intended to frame an innocent third party for what's going on right now. All righty. Apparently, Russia's Lukoil has now stopped all oil supplies to the Odessa refinery in the Ukraine, claiming unpaid past debts, exacerbated by the current situation. So the situation is ratcheting up. They're starting to shut those oil and gas valves. They've stopped food imports. This whole coup d'etat government in Kiev is going to collapse. Remember, they themselves voluntarily reduced natural gas imports coming from Russia by 80%. That's going to cripple their own people. And I don't care how much this new interim government, this new unity government, is backed by CIA, MI5, all of these intelligence services. If the Ukrainian people start suffering all across the country, they will turn on this new government, because most of them don't support it in the first place. This whole coup d'etat could still self-destruct, which would be the best of all possible options, because then we don't have the U.S. and Russia going to war over this whole thing. All righty. Now, we know that the P5+1 deal with Iran is still under negotiation. We know that Israel and the United States are trying to find some way to wreck this deal, because peace is not an option with these people. Invasion is the only outcome that will serve their interests of forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods, reviving the petrodollar, and enslaving the world to private central banking in perpetuity here. Now, the Obama administration has thrown yet another monkey wrench into the P5+1. They've gone back to the laptop of death and its claims that Iran was building nuclear weapons and nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. And they're waving this around and saying there will be no deal until Iran can absolutely prove that none of this stuff is going on. Now, if you're a student of logic, you understand proving a negative is really impossible. Now, this laptop of death has already been dismissed as an obvious Israeli propaganda ploy, data laundered through the MEK. But the United States official position is, oh, yes, we believe the laptop of death. And there's no proof to support it. In fact, some of the documents on that laptop of death have been looked at by real nuclear engineers who have said these things are jokes. Somebody just copied some diagrams off the internet, changed the labels, and said, see, this proves Iran is building nuclear weapons, and the charts and graphs and equations are completely and utterly worthless. If some student turned them in a college physics class, they'd be graded F. And yet the official U.S. government position is these are all absolutely true and accurate. Of course, this is the same government that was telling us about human-caused global warming and Saddam's nuclear weapons and, hey, the economy is getting better and all the rest of it. So we should by now be used to the fact that everything coming out of Washington, D.C. is a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. I don't think an item of actual unvarnished truth has come out of Washington, D.C. in the last 35 years. And that is just the reality that we live on right now, live under right now. So Israel, which is not even part of the P5+1, and the United States are out there to derail the negotiations by hook or by crook. They're throwing in all kinds of new requirements that were never part of the original deal. And I'm hoping the rest of the P5+1 are just going to get fed up and say, will you sit down and shut the heck up? Because we are sick and tired of the whining coming out of Israel, which isn't even supposed to be here, and we're sick and tired of all the lies and crap coming out of Washington, D.C. We know their agenda. Unending war on the rest of the planet. It all goes back to the Project for the New American Century, where they laid it out. This will be the U.S. policy. We're just going to make war on everybody because we're the only remaining superpower and we can do it. Well, I got a newsflash for you, Washington, D.C. For all of those who are listening to this show on behalf of the U.S. government, keeping an eye on what I'm saying here. The United States is not a superpower anymore. We have loaded up our military with junk weaponry that will not work and is the most hideously expensive possible. And all wars are ultimately decided by economics. The country, the side that runs out of money first is the side that loses. And when you're buying these $100 million airplanes that are easily shot down by Russia's $20 million airplanes, that tells you where this is going to go. We're going to lose this one. And everybody who is out there pushing for a new U.S. military aggression, you're contributing to the destruction of our nation. Because we are going to lose this one here. Meanwhile, over in the Senate, Senate Republicans are trying to basically stop all business in the Senate to force a vote on a bill that will basically talk about new Iran sanctions. Remember that the United States did agree to that initial P5 plus 1 deal, which said if Iran reduced their enrichment levels of uranium, which Iran has done, they kept their side of the bargain, the U.S. would pull back on the sanctions. And the U.S. has already increased the existing sanctions, and this Senate bill is out there talking about new sanctions. So it's the U.S. that is breaking the deal. It's the U.S. that made this commitment to the P5 plus 1 and is now out there openly violating their agreement, violating their promise. And then they wonder why governments around the world don't trust the United States any longer. Meanwhile, to show you how bizarre this whole issue is, apparently on Monday, President Obama signed a controversial civilian nuclear deal with Vietnam. The name should sound familiar. We were at war with them not too long ago, and by the way, we lost that one. And this agreement allows the U.S. to sell nuclear fuel and technology to Vietnam with the stated purpose of discouraging Vietnam from going up to China to buy nuclear power plants. So there's this very arbitrary nuclear power is good for this country that defeated us in the last war and bad for Iran, which hasn't actually invaded anybody in 200 years. That's how completely bogus, double standard, hypocrisy this whole situation is. Alrighty. Story coming out of Press TV saying that the U.S. is now planning for cyber attacks on Syria. The U.S. government is unable to convince you, the American people, that it's justified or necessary to put American kids in uniform on the ground in Syria. So the next step they're looking at is basically destroying the entire country's IT infrastructure, which will obviously critically harm the government, its ability to communicate and operate, but will aid these hired mercenaries who are still in there. And by the way, there's fewer and fewer of them. Syria is making tremendous gains against the hired mercenaries. A lot of the mercenaries have taken their money and gone home. But the U.S. still wants Syria. They're drooling over it. Every time we see McCain talking about Syria, I swear he's getting an erection. And they're just trying to find some way to move this forward. And the whole world and the American people see it is the United States that is the aggressor. The United States is behaving just like Nazi Germany. Oh, we got to conquer this country. We got to conquer the Sudetenland. Oh, we got to invade Poland. They were going to destroy. Oh, we got to invade France. Oh, we got to invade Norway. And that's what the U.S. is doing here. Oh, we got to invade Iraq. We got to invade Afghanistan. We've got to invade Syria. It's exactly the same behavior, and the world recognizes it for what it is. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we have a caller on the line, John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yeah, the Ukrainian situation, the Syrian situation, the Libyan situation, the Bahraini situation, all these little covert operations by the U.S. and its NATO puppet states seems to be falling apart. They're losing control of everything.
One of the reasons they're losing control and it's falling apart is somebody hit the accelerator, because this policy of going in, destabilizing a country, triggering a coup d'etat, mass revolution, the U.S. government got away with it over the last 30 years, 40 years, because they did it one at a time. And anybody who was scratching their head of what was going on, they'd sort of, you know, give up and move on. But with it happening in so many countries at the same time, it's just too obvious to ignore. The thing speaks for itself. And the world is basically aware. This is what's going on. The American people are aware. This is what's going on. And this is not the image of the United States we were all raised with. This aggressor nation covertly overthrowing other countries to keep them economically enslaved.
Well, I don't recognize America from the days I was over there in the 60s. It's a different place. But one of the points I wanted to make was, you know, this grand chessboard, so Zbigniew Brzezinski's grand chessboard, he needs to throw it away because he's facing a man who's a chess master in Putin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
I mean, what a brilliant move to make all the ethnic Russian-Ukrainians Russian citizens, just like Israel makes all the Jews around the world automatic citizens of Israel.
Yeah.
Brilliant move.
It was. It absolutely is. And again, having had some experience inside the U.S. government, the mindset is poker. We're going to bluff. We're going to bluster. We're going to thump our chest and get through that way. And if you're facing a chess player who understands that's what you're doing, you will be led into a trap. And, again, I'm sure Putin does not want a war, but as the leader of that nation, he's having to look at the fact it may be forced on him, whether he wants it or not. And if it's going to be forced on him, what is the best way for him to proceed? And that's why the situation, anybody in Washington, D.C. who thinks they've got this situation under control, they're living in a fantasy land.
Well, he predicted that I predicted 2-3 weeks ago on your show that, the oil and gas would be cut off from Europe and Ukraine. Seems to be now taking place with Lukoil.
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah. And Syria, they telegraph all this nonsense about training these insurgents in Jordan. And Mr. Assad obviously listened very carefully and set up ambushes, and two convoys of these insurgents were absolutely devastated. Hundreds and hundreds dead.
Yeah, it's, again, the U.S. Plan for the dollarification of Earth, they got to conquer all the resource-rich areas. And inevitably, and it's happening right now, it's going to bring us into conflict with Russia and China. If Russia and China decide they're going to join up for this coming world war, and they probably will, that is going to be a force the U.S. really is not going to be able to oppose short of going nuclear. And that's why this thing is so dangerous. I mean, obviously, living here on the island of Oahu, my wife and I were actually having this discussion earlier today. What happens? What do we do if the U.S. is stupid enough to get into an actual fought war with China? Because all of the Pacific command structure for the United States, for the surface fleet and the submarine fleet, still goes through Pearl Harbor. I know most of the assets are forward projected in Guam and around Japan, but command control communication comes right through this little place out this window, and that means if China decides that a decapitation strike is their best move to equalize forces in the Pacific, that means things are going to get very, very exciting from here.
Yeah, I was in Hawaii in the late 60s, Michael, at Hickam Air Force Base in an
yes.
exchange visit with the U.S. Air Force. And, looking down from the heights into Pearl Harbor, it's quite a view.
Yes, it is. We don't actually have a lot here at Pearl Harbor. We don't have a carrier stationed here. They were trying to get one for financial reasons. We have a lot of Aegis ships. There's some fighters, a few fighters. We're hearing training missions overhead, but mainly what we're seeing are these really huge military transports that come in, refuel, and fly back out again.
Yeah, well, when I was there,
they'll rattle the windows.
Yeah, when I was there, of course, it was in the 60s, and there was the naval detachment there and what have you. So things have changed, obviously.
Yeah.
What I wanted, the other thing I wanted to point out was this very dangerous situation in northwest Ukraine. And it appears that a lot of swastikas and other Nazi symbols now are appearing all over the place. And it looks as though this interim government is being subverted by these neo-Nazi organizations. And it's very dangerous.
Well, every time I see neo-Nazi and fascism, it's being used to demonize somebody that the planners want out of the equation. And we are already seeing the double shuffle in Ukraine that has become, you know, a standard part of this U.S. operation, where the U.S. goes into a country, they find the opposition, they fund them, they fan things up, the old government is kicked out. But before the opposition can move in, the U.S. moves in an already prepared government. And we are already seeing in Ukraine the leaders, the legitimate leaders of the opposition political movements are being sidelined. The leaders of the protesters are being basically kicked out. The people who are now forming this new Ukraine government are mostly people who've come in from outside. They got that lady out of prison. She'd been sent to prison for some crimes. They've now got her out. They're bringing her back. They're basically building a whole new government where the presence of the original opposition that was used to overthrow the Ukraine will be minimal at best. We're seeing that in Syria, where the U.S. has already created their new transitional government ready to go when Assad steps down. And what they're doing, of course, is the leaders of the revolution, the hired mercenaries, whatever you want to call them, they think they're going to be the new Syrian government. It's not going to happen. And we're going to see the same thing in the Ukraine. But this new incoming unity government, which supposedly will vote themselves legitimate tomorrow, they're already broke. They're bankrupt. They can't pay their gas and oil bills to Russia. They're not going to get the rest of the financial aid from the Russian deal. And there's actually people in the West saying, oh, Russia ought to give them that money anyway. No, of course not. Russia's not going to do that. The government Russia made that deal with is now gone, kicked out of office by a covert action. The ECB is going to, like, loan all kinds of money to the Ukraine, but that's not going to solve their problem. It's not going to solve anybody's problem. In fact, after 10 years of this ECB austerity, it is very obvious loaning more money to a country does not save its economy. It makes the economy worse, period, end of discussion.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're seeing this problem in Libya, where now the original terrorists, whatever you like to call them, rebels, are now threatening the U.S. puppet government in Benghazi, and the U.S. puppet government has no power in Libya whatsoever. It's powerless. It can't do anything.
Well, it's like Hamid Karzai in Afghanistan. Hamid Karzai doesn't dare leave the capital city. Because he's not really in control of the rest of Afghanistan. The same thing with our puppet government in Iraq. They're in control of Baghdad, but not the outlying areas.
Yeah, well, we're seeing the same sort of reaction to the puppet government in Iraq. I mean, I know the U.S. is calling them terrorists and Al-Qaeda, but they're not really. It's the Iraqi people who are fed up.
They
to
want their country
feet.
Back. They want the foreign invader gone. I can certainly understand that. All righty. All right, listen, John, got to let you go. I'm hearing the music. We got to do our top of the hour stuff. We'll be back after Ben Swan and some commercials.